I don't believe in these headlines anymore, man. It's like the things that I've been seeing about, like anything you see about Trump. Like I watch videos from CNN. If you go to their page, every video is slandering Trump. Right? Every video is slandering Trump.
Is it radio or what?
And the Joe, like, well, you see, I sent you the video of the Joe Biden issue, right?
Yeah, man, Joe Biden's crazy, bro.
What's your take on that?
Well, all right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about
Okay.
it. Let's talk about Joe. My man Joe.
Let's talk about that man.
My God, bro. I don't think he would have, he couldn't have painted himself painted his fucking picture worse for fucking the Breakfast Club. I don't he did the best job at painting himself poorly, bro. That's all I gotta say.
Man.
I don't think he did a good job at all.
I found that extremely hilarious. Man, that shit was funny. But that is a major issue that we have in the black community, man.
I mean, Charlamagne fucking gave him tough questions, bro. Joe answered them. He basically said, "I have the majority of the black vote, so I'm not doing shit for them." That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, look.
In simple terms, bro.
And like I said this before, when it comes to poor neighborhoods, a lot of people aren't really up on politics. They don't really know too much about politics. They just vote just because. And that's a lot of people. And I'm not saying it's just a black community. No, it's poor neighborhoods. Okay? They're just going to vote Democrat just because. With no explanation. It's
That's
just
all
because.
they know, bro. That's all they
Yeah.
know.
It's like the mindset is if you go against the Democratic Party, then that's an issue. Like, how could you go against the Democratic Party when you're a minority?
Yeah.
But tell me why I should stick with the Democratic Party. Because they always promise a bunch of bullshit and they never do it.
Exactly. Which I mean, I think I told you this before. Schultz, he said something very funny and interesting, which was Andrew Schultz. He said, "The smartest people are the swing states, bro. People that live in the swing states because they don't have their guaranteed vote. So then, the majority of the time that the candidates are running and they're basically just going to state and just fucking saying what they're gonna give to every fucking person. They lean towards these fucking swing states because they want to win them. So they're offering them all this extra stuff, right? So for California and New York that always vote Democratic, they don't give a shit about California and New York because they know they already have
Exactly.
our
It's
vote.
like, yo, we already know what your state is. So we know who you're gonna vote for. So why the fuck should we care about you?
It's like the goddamn Knicks, bro. They know they got the seats. They know they got the loyal fans. They're gonna keep buying the season passes, bro, even though they're always gonna toss the fucking year, bro. They're never gonna play
This is
well.
why James Dolan does not care about making that fucking team better. Because at the end of the day, he's still
Exactly.
going to make a ton of fucking money. And he knows the garden is always going to be sold out regardless. It's going to take people stop. It's going to take people not going to these games. Like, yo, it's a demand. It's a demand.
We gotta go to the
Yeah,
Barclays Center,
man.
bro.
I
That's
mean,
what we
shit
gotta
is going
go.
to be more exciting.
Fuck
But
Madison Square.
it's like, yo, like, and you're 100% right. It is like the Knicks. The fans need to demand from
A change of
exact.
management or some
They
sort of
need to
fucking change.
demand that the team is better. If it's not going to be better, we're not going to show up. And that's exactly how it
Exactly.
has to be with minorities. Look.
And it, to be honest, it starts off with just not even, not just don't show up. It's not demanding, just don't show up. If it's not the way you like it, do not show up and you're gonna see the changes are gonna happen.
And
Same
yeah,
goes with the
if I
voting.
don't like what if you're gonna keep telling me the exact same shit,
Don't vote.
I'm not gonna vote for you. Like, yo, you're gonna have to start making some shit happen, or I'm not voting for you.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I also had an issue with what Sean Gaines said at the end of that video, man.
What did he say?
Where he said white men shouldn't decide a person's blackness. Oh. He should leave that up to black people to decide. Right?
Okay. He didn't say that.
No, no, no. He Joe, said right? that in the CNN interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said he that after interview.
So, I don't agree with that shit at all, because nobody should be deciding who's black. Like, if I'm fucking black, I'm black. Like, I'm black.
Yeah, I never knew there was a definition or the right way.
But here's the thing, yo, that's an issue.
Fucking Charlamagne, I guess he knows the right way, bro.
Bro, no, but it's 100% true, because this goes on in the black community a lot.
Yeah.
Where if
he ain't black enough, he's trying to be white.
That's an issue. What the like? Who?
No, that
like
that
who
is
the fuck
issue,
are you to strip me of my blackness? Motherfucker, you can't strip me of being black. Like, I'm still black regardless of you like it or not. You know, like, look, they depending, like, if you vote Republican, oh, you're not black. The fuck you mean I'm not black? Bro, vote for my interest. Yeah, that's what black people, that's what minorities need to do in general. Vote for your interest. Yeah. Not, don't just vote for a fucking party just because you've been voting for them for fucking years. Especially if they haven't been doing shit for you. Make these motherfuckers work. If they want your vote, make them fucking work. Like, but like I said, in the black community, you can be stripped of your blackness, quote unquote, at any time. Like I said, you vote Republican, oh, you're not black. Oh, if you do this, oh, you're not black. Oh, you hanging out with white people? You ain't black no more.
So my question is, what do you think Charlemagne, what dictates like the proper black person for Charlemagne? What do you think he thinks is the right black person?
I think his ideal black person is anybody who's basically pro-black. Yes.
Pro-black? Pro-black Black Lives Matter. Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
If you're pro-black, 100%, then that's the ideal black person.
My whole counter to that is, what black person is not pro-black?
Like, we're all pro-black. Like, yo, at the end of the day, like, yo, we want to, like, yo, we're all inconvenienced in this fucking country. You know? Like, we're at a disadvantage regardless. Yeah. Like you said this before, sometimes we got to work 10 times harder than the next man. Yo, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just. That's like a big issue with me. Man.
I mean.
Like, that's a big issue with me, where people feel like they can decide on if you're black or not. Like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see white people stripping white people of their whiteness. You don't never hear. Oh, yeah, you ain't white no more. Like, oh, you vote for.
You're not hanging out with Bryce and Tanner.
You ain't white.
You're not
white.
Like,
you don't hear that.
Bro, those are the whitest. Those are the two whitest names ever, bro. Bryce and Tanner.
Yo, Tanner, definitely, bro. Tanner is definitely.
Tanner, bro. Have you ever heard any other person that is not white named Tanner?
Nah, you don't hear that in any other fucking.
Bryce, Tanner, and fucking Dewey. Dewey.
Man.
I was thinking about that shit. I was like, what's the whitest name?
Tanner, without question, bro.
Man. But yeah, I agree with you, man. I think Joe Biden, he fucked up. I think Charlemagne also pushed it far, too. But I low-key knew what Charlemagne was going to tell Joe Biden, because he says this to every single person that gets on the Breakfast Club, bro. He asks everyone, what are you doing for the black community? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I didn't even watch.
And some people just say no. Some people say
no. Yeah, I mean, look. But that's the and if they're coming up there saying that they ain't doing shit, then why vote for them? You know, like Charlemagne is still pushing the vote for vote Democratic, vote Democrat. Like, bro, like he's like, oh, he needs a black woman running mate. Like, bro, like,
yeah.
But where does that get us? You know, like, wait, well, like, how does that progress?
I don't care what who the running mate is, as long as they have what their fucking policy is and what they're running on, bro. That's what I care about. I don't give a shit who if they're black, white, Asian. I don't care.
You should vote for your interest.
I swear, bro. I'm curious to think to see what Charlemagne thinks about Barack and what he did, and I don't know, man. Because I think Charlemagne was very, very content with just a black person being there. Just being the
I do believe
face,
that as well,
token.
And it made me look at Charlemagne different, man. Like, maybe he don't know as much as I thought he might. I mean, for people who still praise Obama, bro, look, Obama, under the Obama administration, there were more people on welfare, more people on food stamps, and, like, bro, look, that's a major issue. Like, this is the way I view it. You have people who are working extremely hard, right? Like these people who are on welfare and who are on food stamps, like, yo, if they need it, they need it. So, you know, it's 100% understandable. Yeah. But people do take advantage of the system. There are some people who can actually get out there and fucking work, but they don't, right?
Yep.
Where do you think that money comes from that they receive? Where do you think the money comes from? It comes from all of the hard working Americans, you know, all the people who are actually out here working.
Yeah.
Like the government is just not printing out extra money and just sitting. No, that's not how it works. I get taxed. You know, we're all getting taxed.
Getting taxed.
And there's a bunch of motherfuckers just sitting back and receiving money. Yo, if you can physically get up and work, yo, get the fuck up and get a job. You know? And that's one of the things that has happened under Trump, where he's gotten more people working, you know, taking more people off of government assistance. Like, yo, like, if you can physically work, get out there and fucking work. Because I don't appreciate being taxed.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate being taxed and my money just being sent to some lazy ass motherfucker who can actually work. That's a major issue.
Yeah, man, I think there's a lot of things that I think I honestly think Charlemagne, he kind of knows he's in the wrong, but he knows that his audience is primarily on the left, and he knows he can't survive if he isn't representing that the left, he won't survive. That's what I think he thinks, which I don't agree with that. I think if he decides to change his mind and open himself to different ideologies, I think people will accept it. But he has to start it, bro. If he is speaking all this fucking nonsense and speaking all this shit, people are gonna follow him because he's a big fucking influencer. He's a big voice in the black community, bro. He's a big voice.
I mean, people are just too satisfied, man. Now, like I said, not enough people know about what they're voting for. Not enough people know about not enough people know what they want. So, you know, you got to actually want something to vote for.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go out and vote just because.
You know? Yeah, I get you. People don't know what they want. People aren't educated either. So, I mean, they're not really, like, spending the time and, like, fucking figuring out what policies and how these policies affect you.
Yeah,
they're
man.
Not really paying attention to that.
That's a major issue. That is a major issue. Yep. You know, and we can't just, like I said before, he was just saying that he wants to make sure Joe Biden has a black woman running mate. But, bro, what are the... Exactly.
Yeah. That's irrelevant, bro. That's irrelevant.
The gender and the color of the skin doesn't fucking matter. It's like, what are the policies that are coming behind that? Because people voted for Obama. Like, bro, honestly, black people went out and voted for Obama just because he's black. I'm 100% convinced of that.
Yep.
And people praise him so much and they want him back in office, even though he hasn't done shit.
Yeah, man.
Which is amazing. Yeah, man.
You fought with? Are you on speaker?
Yeah.
You fought with? Are you on speaker?
I hear the echo.
Oh man, I hear the echo.
Yeah, I'm actually receiving a call. But all
right, yo, we're gonna end it here. I think we talked plenty.
All right, we're gonna end it here. I think we talked plenty, bro.
What time is it over there?
What time is it over there?
Time is it right now? 10:40.
Your relief coming yet? Is he in?
Yeah, he's right here.
Your relief coming yet? Is he in?
My sure. Guy Enzo. So Enzo.
Oh, he's ready. Right. For sure.
Guy who used to work your shift. Yeah.
All right, yo. Take
all right,
my brother.
Though,
bro.
Yo, you. All right, yo. Take it easy, though, bro. We'll talk next time.
You gotta send me a picture of the car, man.
Oh, shit, my bad, bro.
Yeah, you never did that.
Oh, awesome. Shit, my bad, bro.
All right.
I'll send you one right now. All right, yo. But, what the fuck was I going to say?
All right, man.
I fucking lost it. Yeah, we'll talk, bro.
I definitely want to talk about that.
That's next
without
video,
question. Without question. Now,
she's dope. I like
we you. Will talk about that, right. But I do agree with a lot of shit. Well, nah, I ain't even going to get into it. You know what? Because we're going to be here forever. No.
You agree with T.I.? You agree with T.I.?
All right, bro.
God damn it. All right, yo. Next time. All right.